RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headline. Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Information calls all parties to stop the ransomware virus. Indonesia President Joko Widodo encourages youth to work together for Indonesia. Cuban ambassador invites Indonesian businessmen to invest in tourism. And now the news in detail. In the National Seminar of Data Rate Polemic on Tuesday, May 16, 2017, Minister of Communication and Information Rudiantara stated that malware WannaCry virus attack especially to the ransomware computer devices by operating system Windows is not over yet. Computer devices affected by ransomware virus cannot be operated. This virus attack happens in most parts of the world. The virus also attacks general public facilities to private companies' computer system. In Indonesia, the virus has paralyzed public health facility in Darmais Hospital, Jakarta. The Communication and Information Minister Rudiantara said that Indonesian people can do some anticipatory steps to protect computer from the virus by copying data after internet access is unplugged, download or renew antivirus system and use original antivirus program.
Nomor satu, sebelum hidupan
Firstly, before you activate your computer, disconnect the internet connection temporarily, then back up your data. Secondly, turn on your computer and immediately back up your data because the one will attack by the virus is your data. If use illegal antivirus program, your computer will potentially to get the virus. There are many antivirus program for your computer, but the most important is you have to use the original one.
Minister Rudiantara added that the ransomware cyber attack issue still become a problem in many countries in the world. The cyber attack hamper public services in several countries. As the report received by Communication and Information Ministry, there are also a report from the One Roof Service Center outside Java that their computers were attacked by the ransomware virus, so all public service in the area is interrupted. Indonesian Communication and Information Minister Rudiantara regretted the cellular providers who only have business oriented without prioritizing telecommunication network service and internet data package price that has been needed by the people, especially in the city. This was said by Rudiantara at the National Seminar on Tariff Data Polemic Issue in Jakarta on Tuesday, 16 May. Moreover, Indonesia, characteristic as the archipelagic country, require affordable communication that support digital economy in the future. Minister Rudiantara asked all cellular operators in Indonesia to make affordable internet data service for the people, and also increasing network quality services in the remote area.
Tarif itu harus affordable. Tarif itu harus terjangkau dari sisi masyarakat.
The tarif should be affordable and reach by the Indonesian people. The operator should have tactical funds after selling their service to maintain the system. So the cellular operators have to provide not only affordable internet package, but also increasing their network quality service. Meanwhile, Commissioner of Indonesian Telecommunication Regulation Agency, Iketut Prihadi, said that from business ecosystem, all parties should be benefited or win-win solution. The cellular providers have to get profit from the data mobile business, to the data service will be continuously operated. On the other hand, the cellular services providers also have to perform efficiency so that the selling price of data to the consumer can be affordable. President Joko Widodo called on all citizens to stop accusing, insulting, slandering, and protesting against each other. The Indonesian people have to work together to develop the country. It was said by the President Joko Widodo in his remarks during the opening of the 90th Indonesian Islamic Student Movement, or PMII, Congress at Darussalam Grand Mosque in Palu, Central Sulawesi, on Tuesday. The President said, "The world is changing fast and Indonesia must follow that development through positive and fruitful work for the development of the country." The President expressed hope that PMII, as one of the components of the nation, could be part of the solution to the various problems of the nation.
We must continue to follow the changes if we do not want to be left behind by other nations. Students are the elite strata in all countries, especially Indonesia. Therefore, the students, especially the Indonesian Islamic Student Movement, must be part of the solution of this nation.
On the same occasion, Chairman of the Executive Board of PMII, Aminuddin Ma'ruf, invited the younger generation of PMII members to continue to work to develop the nation. He said PMII does not want a failed generation, intellectual unemployment, and a generation that is burdening the country. The 19th Congress of PMII is scheduled to last until May 19. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Embassy of the Republic of Cuba for Indonesia held an event titled Present and Future, Various Opportunities in Commemoration of the 57th Anniversary of the Cuban Indonesian bilateral relationship in Jakarta on Tuesday. The ambassador of Cuba, Nircia Castro Guevara, presented on the occasion the latest cultural, economic, and tourism development in Cuba. She expressed hope that bilateral relations between Cuba and Indonesia continue to develop, especially in tourism sector, through investment and the visit of Indonesian businessmen to Cuba.
My expectation is to see the relation, especially in the economic area, to be developed. I want Indonesians to go to Cuba, to visit Cuba as a tourist. I have said that investment in tourism sector is important to keep more people, Indonesian people, visiting Cuba. You see how many projects, 114 projects in tourism sector. And you see a tourist that visit Cuba was here in the room. So it will be good. Tell these people, Indonesian businessmen, to go to Cuba as a tourist and later as investment.
Ambassador Guevara said further that according to foreign investment portfolio in Cuba, there is an increase in the number of projects from 326 projects in 2015 to 395 by the end of 2016, and 114 of them are in the tourism sector. More than 3 million foreign tourists visited Cuba in 2015, more than 4 million by 2016, and Cuba expect to have 4.5 million tourists this year. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said China had given positive response to investment project offered by Indonesia at the Belt and Road Initiative BRI forum earlier this week in Beijing. Among the project offered by Indonesia include integrated seaports of Bitung in North Sulawesi and Kuala Tanjung in North Sumatra, and power generating plant and industrial estate in North Kalimantan. Luhut said in Jakarta on Tuesday that President Joko Widodo told President Xi Jinping when saying goodbye yesterday that next month a team from Indonesia may visit China to follow up talks on the project. Indonesia is the world's largest producer and exporter of crude palm oil, and China is a major consumer of the commodity. Luhut said the government would facilitate investment by China in Indonesia, such as with tax holiday. He said the agreement reached at the forum was not in the form of loan fund. China, the world's second largest economy, has a foreign exchange reserve of $3 trillion U.S. dollar, Luhut said, added by releasing only one-third of the fund, China could help many other countries in economic development. Indonesia's export to China had grown fast before slump hit the global economy, including Chinese economy. The crisis resulted in a decline in Indonesia's export, including to China. Islamic Republic of Afghanistan wants to adopt Indonesian Women Empowerment Program to be implemented in the war-affected country. First Lady of Afghanistan Rula Ghani said during a meeting with YMBC in her residence in Kabul Tuesday that she is impressed listening to Indonesian Women Empowerment and Child Protection Minister Yohana Yembesi's speech and desire to learn more of her programs. Afghan government is committed to promote women empowerment, but on the other hand, its Ministry of Women's Affairs, which is only 16 years of age, has yet the ability nor experience to run such program. The First Lady is interested to three ends program which aims to end violence against women and girls, as well as children-friendly cities regencies program initiated by the Indonesian government. YMBC deeply appreciate the will of Afghan government to change the situation in the vulnerable country. Indonesia will always help Afghanistan in many possible ways as Indonesia put the Middle East country into its concern. After holding a meeting with the First Lady, YMBC took a chance to meet her counterpart, Minister Nazari, to talk about cooperation of women empowerment, which Memorandum of Understanding has been signed in 2012. And the last item, the European Union, EU, launched an EU-Indonesia Blue Book 2017, having general equality as its main theme to support women's empowerment economically, socially, and politically, as well as to fight against gender-based violence. The book sums up the reports of the activities of the EU and its member countries to assist Indonesian human resources development process through programs that promote gender equality and women's empowerment in various regions across the country during 2016. EU Ambassador to Indonesia and Brunei Darussalam Feng Sang Gerang said during the book launch Tuesday that equality between women and men is one of the EU's founding values. The EU and Indonesia share the belief that gender equality should be at the heart of our societies, and that women empowerment enhances social justice, sustainable development, economic growth, and peace. several specific projects that have been developed by EU in the archipelago range include increasing the participation of women, localization-making process, development of gender-sensitive budget for their communities while earning and saving money sustainably. In accordance to EU spirit of promoting gender equality, the National Development Planning Agency, or BAPENAS, has set gender equality and women empowerment as the key components of its poverty alleviation programs to support sustainable development goals. And to end the news, here are the main points once again. Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Information calls all parties to stop the ransomware virus. Indonesian President Joko Widodo encourages youth to work together for Indonesia. Cuban ambassador invites Indonesian businessmen to invest in tourism. And that was our news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, thank you for joining the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. Listener, the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 ended on April 30th, and now is the time you've been waiting for. The announcement of the winners of Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. Based on the Indonesian Tourism Ministry letter dated on May 5th, 2017, on the winners of Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017, here are the winners. Mitsuaki Horike from Japan, Takashi Kawai from Japan, Akio Uemura from Japan, Prithviraj Purkayastha from India, Pradeep Chandra Kundu from India, Adita Pritika Subramanian from India, Titong Yang from China, Kong Lei from China, Chao Yanping from China, and Michael Cunningham from Australia. On behalf of Indonesian Tourism Ministry and Voice of Indonesia, we would like to congratulate all the winners. The winners are invited to visit Indonesia from May 27 until 31st, 2017. Those who have been mentioned as the winners in this announcement must complete their travel documents and prominent figure form and send them along with your photo to our email address, wiquiz2017@gmail.com. wiquiz2017@gmail.com. Once again, congratulations, and we are looking forward to seeing you in Indonesia.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled PRC Ambition with One Belt, One Road. One Belt, One Road, or OBOR, that's the idea brought by the People's Republic of China, or PRC, to the broadest economic path. The idea is inspired by the Silk Road trading route. During the opening ceremony of the Belt and Road Forum on International Silk Road at China National Convention Center, Beijing, China, Sunday morning, May 14, Chinese President Xi Jinping expressed his hope to create a large family living in harmony. President Xi added that all countries can take part in the idea. Leaders from 29 countries attended the meeting in Beijing, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte, and Indonesian President Joko Widodo. But this event was not attended by the United States and the European Union leaders. Only Italian Prime Minister appears to be present from the ranks of Western leaders. Criticism indeed colored this PRC initiative, especially from the European Union, which views the big project skeptically. The president of the EU Chamber of Commerce in China, Jorge Wuttke, is concerned that trade routes could be just one way. In a pessimistic tone, Jorge said that in the next 10 years, people will remember OBOR as the One Belt, One Trap because of its high dependence in efficient Chinese companies. China denies it and declares over as partnership and cooperation moving forward. Professor Wang Ziwei in China and Globalization concludes that today China has become an ever-increasing economic power and China is inviting other countries to achieve the Chinese dream. This happened after Donald Trump became president of the United States and then left the Trans-Pacific Partnership and tends to isolate America. In addition to the EU rejection, Obor's own initiative is not necessarily easy to implement. Some countries along the Obor line have different cultures and democratic systems. There are countries that do not become markets and some countries are considered less stable to maintain the sustainability of the project. Despite being invited to the event, Indonesia and ASEAN countries seem to be left untouched by this initiative, if it only through the land. Whereas in the past, Admiral Cheng Ho or Zhang, he carried out his goodwill visit to introduce China through the sea. Or does Beijing deliberately not intensify the seaways to avoid conflicts of the PRC's interest in the countries in the South China Sea region? Listener, that was commentary for today. I'm Dinugraha. Thank you for listening.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is Erie World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Well, listener, let's begin with the date of May 17, 1939, White Book Palestine was published. On May 17, 1939, the British government published a book entitled The White Paper, which is a preparation of establishment of State of Israel. In this book, it is mentioned about the planned formation of an independent Palestinian state with dual nationalities, namely Muslims and Jews. In addition, the book also predicted that by 1945, 100,000 Jews would move to Palestine, and since that time, the arrival of Jews should get the approval of the Arab nation. The Palestinians rejected the plan outlined in the book, so did the Zionists. In 1942, at a conference in the USA, the Zionists officially planned the establishment of Zionist state on land owned by Palestinians. On May 17, 1973, the session of the Watergate scandal began in the US Senate and broadcast on television. Watergate was a major political scandal that occurred in the United States in 1970s. Following a break-in at the Democratic National Committee, DNC, headquarters at the Watergate office complex in Washington, D.C., and President Richard Nixon administration attempted corporate office involvement. When the conspiracy was discovered and investigated by the U.S. Congress, the Nixon administration resistance to its probes led to a constitutional crisis. The scandal led to the discovery of multiple abuses of power by Nixon administration, articles of impeachment, and the resignation of Nixon as President of the United States on August 9, 1947. The last event on May 17, 1980, the launch of National Book Day. The inauguration of the National Library on May 17, 1980 in Jakarta was also declared as the National Book Day by the Minister of National Education, Abdul Malik Fajar. National Book Day idea came from Book Lovers Community Group, which aims to spur interest in reading in Indonesia, while increasing sale of the books. National Day of the Book is expected to improve and preserve the culture of book reading. With the creation of a reading culture, people's knowledge and science will increase. Listener, that's Today's in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Foy Green, entitled The World Wildlife Fund for Nature, calls for rescue of rhino from tsunami. The World Wildlife Fund for Nature Conservation Agency stated that the tsunami disaster could threaten the habitat of the Javan rhinoceros in Ujung Kulon National Park, that could potentially destroy
the mammal population. A recent study published in the World Conservation Journal, namely Conservation Letter, revealed that the population of the Javan rhinoceros in the Ujung Kulon National Park stays within the Krakatoa volcano, close to the Sunda Basin, which has the potential to cause earthquakes and trigger tsunami disaster. WWF Indonesia Conservation Director Arnold Sitompul said, "The study made a good momentum to immediately save the Javan rhinoceros due to racing against the time. In this study, the researchers proved that the population in 2013, as many as 62 individuals of Javan rhinoceros, that indicated the population is founded in one habitat. In case of a tsunami disaster as high as 10 meters or about 33 feet in the next 100 years, 80% of the national park area that becomes habitat with the highest density population of Javan rhino will be threatened. Therefore, researchers urge to immediately build a new habitat for the Javan rhinoceros population, which is safe from natural disaster-prone area. The formation of the new habitat can be done by identifying the location and securing it, ensuring agreement with several stakeholders, including the governments and local communities. Intensive monitoring in Ujung Kulon National Park is also required to select the right individuals of Javan rhinoceros to be removed immediately. Meanwhile, a member of the study team from the Colorado State University, Brian Gerber, said, according to the result of the study, the need for a new population of rhinos is aimed to protect the species. According to Gerber, Javan rhinos are the most endangered terrestrial mammals in the world. It takes political and social seriousness to move quickly and build additional population. This study presents a detailed analysis of Javan rhinos population by using the trap method camera. In 2013, the researchers obtained 1,660 photographs of rhinoceros recorded from 178 trap cameras, which are installed to obtain an estimated population of 62 rhinos individuals. Well, listener, that was Focus for Green. I'm Nuga Kusumawati.
In the National Seminar of Data Rate Polemic on Tuesday, May 16, 2017, Minister of Communication and Information Rudiantara stated that malware WannaCry virus attack especially to the ransomware computer devices by operating system Windows is not over yet. Indonesian Communication and Information Minister Rudiantara regretted that the cellular providers who only have business-oriented without prioritizing telecommunication network service and internet data package price that has been needed by the people, especially in the city. President Joko Widodo called on all citizens to stop accusing, insulting, slandering, and protesting against each other. The Indonesian people have to work together to develop the country, it was said by President Joko Widodo in his remarks during the opening of the 19th Indonesian Islamic Student Movement Congress at Darussalam Grand Mosque in Palu, Central Sulawesi on Tuesday. The Embassy of the Republic of Cuba for Indonesia held an event titled Present and Future, Various Opportunities in Commemoration of the 57th Anniversary of the Cuban-Indonesian Bilateral Relationship in Jakarta on Tuesday. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said China had given positive response to investment project over by Indonesia at the Belt and Road Initiative BRI Forum earlier this week in Beijing. Islamic Republic of Afghanistan wants to adopt Indonesian Women Empowerment Program to be implemented in the war-affected country. First Lady of Afghanistan Rula Ghani said during a meeting with the embassy in her residence in Kabul Tuesday that she is impressed listening to Indonesian Women Empowerment and Child Protection Minister Yohana Yembesi's speech and desire to learn more of her programs. And the last item, the European Union, EU, launched an EU-Indonesia Blue Book 2017, having gender equality as its main theme to support women's empowerment economically, socially, and politically, as well as to fight against gender-based violence. And that was our news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Cuncak Rede Waterfall in East Nusa Tenggara Province. Stay tuned. Listeners, Flores Island in East Nusa Tenggara has been well known among foreign tourists because the island becomes the habitat of Komodo, which is included in New Seven Wonders of Nature. Besides Komodo, there are also many unique tourism objects such as Wairebo Village, Kelimutu Lake, and various beautiful waterfalls, which make tourists be always interested to see the beauty of Flores. Flores has three waterfalls, which are the most wanted by domestic and foreign tourists, namely Cuncak Rami, Cuncak Wulang, and Cuncak Rede Waterfall. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Cuncak Rede Waterfall. Listeners, Cuncak Rede Waterfall is located at Entaur Hamlet, Sonolokon Village, Ranemese Sub-District, East Manggarai Regency, West Flores. In local language of Manggarai Raya people, one of tribes in Flores, Cuncak means waterfall. Cuncak Rede is the highest waterfall in West Flores. The height of the waterfall is estimated around 70 meters. The waterfall is located at Ruteng Natural Park area, which is managed by Ruteng Natural Resources Conservation Center. Listeners, at the Cuncak Rede Waterfall Complex, visitors can enjoy the fresh water by taking a bath at the pool under the waterfall. The scenery of surrounding area is very beautiful. If you want to come to the waterfall complex, we suggest you to come at the dry season because at the rainy season, the road to get there will be more difficult. Listeners, to go to Cuncak Rede Waterfall from Kupang, you have to use airplane to Ruteng, the capital city of Manggarai Regency on Flores Island. Arriving at Ruteng, you have to drive until Paka Village. From Paka Village, you must be through hilly route and slope, which takes around 2 hours until arriving at Entaur Village. Usually, visitors will be accompanied by local guide to the location. After arriving at Cuncak Rede Waterfall Complex, your vertigo during the trip will disappear because of the beauty of the waterfall. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Cuncak Radio Waterfall in East Nusa Tenggara Province. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Indonesia, wherever you are, thank you for joining the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. Listen to the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 ended on April 30th, and now is the time you've been waiting for. The announcement of the winners of Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. Based on the Indonesian Tourism Ministry letter dated on May 5th, 2017, on the winners of Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017, here are the winners. Mitsuaki Horike from Japan, Takashi Kawai from Japan, Akio Uemura from Japan, Prithviraj Purkayastha from India, Pradeep Chandra Kundu from India, Adita Pritika Subramanian from India, Titong Yang from China, Kong Lei from China, Chao Yanping from China, and Michael Cunningham from Australia. On behalf of Indonesian Tourism Ministry and Voice of Indonesia, we would like to congratulate all the winners. The winners are invited to visit Indonesia from May 27 until 31st, 2017. Those who have been mentioned as the winners in this announcement must complete their travel documents and prominent figure form and send them along with your photo to our email address, wiquiz2017@gmail.com. wiquiz2017@gmail.com. Once again, congratulations, and we are looking forward to seeing you in Indonesia.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Menjenguk Teman, which in English means visiting a friend at the hospital. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topics. I'll say the sentence twice and you can repeat after me. Apa kabar? Apa kabar? In English, how are you? Kamu bagaimana? Kamu bagaimana? In English, how about you? Baik. Baik. In English, alright. Pergi. Pergi. In English, to go. Kemana? Kemana? In English, where? Rumah sakit. Rumah sakit. In English, hospital. Menjenguk. Menjenguk. In English, to visit. Teman. Teman. In English, friend. Sakit tipus. Sakit tipus. In English, typhoid. Kalau begitu. Kalau begitu. In English, so. Sampai ketemu nanti. Sampai ketemu nanti. In English, see you then. Now we give you an example of a conversation entitled Menjenguk Teman di Rumah Sakit, or in English, visiting a friend at the hospital. The conversation is between A. Rudy and B. Adi. A. Hai, Adi, apa kabar? Hai, Adi, apa kabar?
in English. Hi Adi, how are you?
B.
Kabar baik. Bagaimana dengan kamu? Kabar baik. Bagaimana dengan kamu? In English, I'm fine. How are you? A. Baik juga, Adi. Kamu mau pergi kemana? Baik juga, Adi. Kamu mau pergi kemana? In English, I'm fine too. Where are you going? B. Ke rumah sakit Sari Asih. Menjenguk teman yang sedang sakit. Ke rumah sakit Sari Asih. Menjenguk teman yang sedang sakit. In English, I want to go to Sari Asih Hospital to visit my friend who hospitalized there. A. Temanmu sakit apa? Temanmu sakit apa? In English, what is her illness? B. Sakit tipus. Sakit tipus. In English, typhoid. A. Baiklah, saya pergi dulu. Baiklah, saya pergi dulu. In English, alright, I'm going ahead then. B. Sampai ketemu nanti. Sampai ketemu nanti. In English, see you then. Well, listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for your attention and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Hernita, in the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we will present you to Indonesian popular singer, Frida Luciana. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song, entitled Rindu by Frida Luciana. Happy listening.
Selama aku menanti,
Just listen to the song entitled Rindu by Frida Luciana. Sense of longing is then poured in the poem of song, then composed into beautiful tones. Now, let's come to the next title of song, Nuansa Cinta by Frida Luciana. Enjoy the song.
Kau dan aku indah cinta.
Frida Luciana was firstly came to the Indonesian pop music initiated by Eros Jarot, who composed a romantic song which appropriate with Frida's vocal character. Frida has appeared in an event aired by a private television station. At that time, around 1995, Frida has finished her college in Surabaya, East Java. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last song, entitled Embun Pagi by Frida Luciana. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Buka semua pintumu di relung hati ini. Datanglah, datanglah segera di saat ku merindu. Ku serahkan seluruhnya. Oh,
wasting all my time lying down here by your side. We will never be apart. And if I could, I'd love you more. I can't explain how I adore to look upon this precious work of art. 'Cause I've been searching for a long time and traveled so far. When I found you, I was home again. 'Cause you
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.